gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Smith's Ballpark for the Mississippi Coast League game featuring the Tacoma Rainiers, AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your Salt Lake Bees. Today's game is sponsored by Bill, the easy way to pay, get paid, and manage business expenses. Tired of chasing down invoices and mailing paper checks, it's time to go digital. With Bill, you can pay how you want to pay, from ACH to credit cards and international wires. Request a demo or start your free trial today at Bill.com. Today is Sing on a Sunday, presented by University of Utah. Who reminds you to apply sunscreen, wear hats and sunglasses, and stay hydrated during today's game? U of U Health is the trusted healthcare provider for the Bees family and for your family. For more sunscreen tips, visit uofuhealth.org/bees. Tuesday, September 19th is Smith's Family Night. Purchase 4 tickets for $20 and save 50% on regular hot dogs and fountain drinks, courtesy of Smith's. Low prices and market fresh. Purchase Smith's Family Night tickets by visiting slbees.com. Thursday, September 21st is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3.25. Grab a cold one, and remember, this bout's for you, Tom. Calling all kids. Shields invites kids 12 and under to come onto the field and run the bases following the Friday and Saturday home games on September 22nd and 23rd. Kids 12 and under are welcome to line up on the left field apartment by the Operation Lifesaver train, free of charge. Operation Lifesaver reminds you that trains and cars don't mix. Never race a train to a crossing. Even if you tie, you lose. If you're the designated driver, Coors Light invites you to register to win a Bees jersey and cap. Please stop by our guest services booth and register to win. Brought to you by Coors Light. As an official sponsor of Minor League Baseball, Nationwide welcomes you to the ballpark. To learn more about planning for the future and protecting the things that matter most, visit nationwide.com. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about remaining games, promotions, theme nights, and the latest team and player news. slbees.com is your home for Bees baseball. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind Old Lake, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality, officially licensed sports merchandise only at the Bees Team Store. Join us on Friday, September 22nd, for this year's Go Gold to Strike Out Childhood Cancer Game. The evening will be dedicated to children who have experienced cancer, including those currently undergoing treatment. All proceeds will go to the Childhood Cancer Research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. Utah Toyota dealers donate $1,000 to the GoGo to Strike Out Childhood Cancer Fund for every Salt Lake Bees home victory, helping to fund critical research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. Let's make every home game count, both on the field and in the fight against childhood cancer. Go Bees and go Gold. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abuse of language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the is a lifetime baseball fan and is thrilled to kick things off today. He's here not just in a professional capacity, but also to cross off a lifelong dream from his bucket list to throw the first pitch in a professional baseball game.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Good morning and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, where the Tacoma Rainiers are playing the Salt Lake Bees in the final game of a six-game series. And the Rainiers would really like to get out of here with a win in the finale, as it's been a tough series for Tacoma. They've dropped four of the five games here in Salt Lake City against the Angels affiliate, and they've lost five of their last six overall. And somewhat amazingly, this stretch has not really cost them a lot in the standings. They have fallen a little bit, but coming into play today, Tacoma is still only two games out of first place behind both Las Vegas and Round Rock, who are tied in first. So still time for the Red Ears to straighten things out. They have 13 games remaining, including this one today. This wraps up the Salt Lake series. The road trip continues. The Red Ears will be in Oklahoma City for six games starting on Tuesday before wrapping up the season at home a week from Tuesday on the 19th at Cheney Stadium with a six-game series starting against Round Rock. Well, on the mound for the Red Ears today, a surprise. Marcus Walden's making the start for Tacoma. We thought Tommy Malone was going to have the start today. Malone is skipping his start. He told me he'll return to the rotation or is planning to in the Oklahoma City series. Walden making the start today instead. Walden is 3-2 with a 5.69 ERA. He'll be opposed by Carson Fulmer, the right-hander, 0-1 with a 5.17 ERA in 10 appearances for the Salt Lake Bees this year. So Fulmer on the hill for Salt Lake and Walden for the Red Ears. Nice sunny day here in Salt Lake City. Should be a good one today. When we come back on the Red Ears pregame show, we'll get you caught up on a roster move and also a look back at yesterday's game right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the Salt Lake Bees today. Final game of this 6-game series. Bees won yesterday walk-off style 5-4. Had a comeback win. They tied it in the 8th on a 2-out RBI double by Zach Humphries. That made it 4-4. And then in the 9th, after a leadoff hit put Jared Oliva on base, he was at second with 2 outs. Michael Stefanik, the league's leading hitter, hit a liner over the head of right fielder Jared Keldick. And it brought in the winning run, and Salt Lake beat Tacoma yesterday. 5-4 was the final. We have a roster move today. The Mariners have called up reliever Eduard Bizzardo as they DFA'd the veteran Luke Weaver. And with that opening on the Red Ears roster, Marcus Walden was activated to make the start today. Very busy time right now. We normally interview manager John Russell on Sundays. He was on the phone all morning. The Mariners all kinds of pitching issues right now as they return home from the road trip. So lots of things going on in the Mariners organization right now. And Bizzardo getting called up today, just a small part of it, I'm sure. We'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Raiders, who are 72-65 on the year. John Russell, the manager of the Mariners AAA club. Leading off for Tacoma, playing shortstop is Ryan Bliss. Back in the lineup today, Jared Kelnick, the rehabbing Mariner. He is the designated hitter. Hitting third and playing right field is Zach Deloach. Isaiah Gilliam bats cleanup. He's in left field. Hitting fifth is center fielder Taylor Trammell. Robbie Tedarowicz will hit sixth. He is at first base. Batting seventh, doing the catching, Luis Torrens. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Riley Unruh. And batting ninth, first baseman Mike Salvatore. On the mound for the Raiders is Marcus Walden. Walden 3-2 with a 5.69 ERA. Well, the Salt Lake Bees are 63-73 on the year. They're the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Keith Johnson. They're going to lead off with David Fletcher at second base. Batting second, third baseman Michael Stefanik. Kevin Padlo hits third. He's at first base. In the cleanup spot, the shortstop, Levon Soto. Jack Lopez hits fifth. He's in center field. Hitting sixth, designated hitter Jared Walsh. Batting seventh, the right fielder Jared Oliva. Hitting eighth, left fielder Orlando Martinez. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Christian Molfetta. On the mound, right-hander Carson Fulmer. Fulmer is 0-1. With a 5.17 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Sam Birch. Matt Winter is at first. The crew chief, Lou Williams, is at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake. Final game of the series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Raiders Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Raiders and the Salt Lake Bees from Smith's Ballpark. And Ryan Bliss stands in the batter's box, and here we go. First pitch of the game is swung on and grounded right to the second baseman, David Fletcher, who fields it and throws out Bliss at first base. One pitch, one out in the top of the first inning. So Carson Fulmer retires the first batter immediately. And that'll bring Jared Kelnick to the plate. Little surprise, Kelnick is playing today. All indications are that his rehab is ending at the end of this series and that he's going to be activated by the Mariners tomorrow. But in there today is the DH to get a last couple of ABs in, and he takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. This is the 10th game of his rehab assignment, hitting 324. And the next pitch is over for a strike, 1-1. Kelnick yesterday, 1-for-4, but had diving catches in right field on back-to-back plays. Here's a swing and a miss for strike two. First one was moving towards the foul line. The other one was coming in on a ball. Well, the ball at two strikes. Carson Fulmer, veteran on the hill. And his pitch to Kelnick is outside, 2-2. Fulmer was actually in spring training with the Mariners this year. The M's decided to release him at the end of camp. Now the 2-2 to Kelnick is a check swing, and Kelnick out up in time. Full count, 3-2. Fulmer didn't sign with the Angels until late May and had his first appearance for them on June 13th. Here's his 3-2 to Kelnick. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a changeup, and that is the second out here at the top of the first inning. So Fulmer goes to his change. Vance Kelnick two away, and now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Fulmer, 29-year-old righty. He's been in the majors with the White Sox, the Tigers, and the Orioles, and the Reds. As here's one outside for a ball to DeLoach. Cincinnati was Fulmer's last big league stop in 2021. He was a reliever for them that year. 1-0-2 DeLoach is lined to right field, and right to Jared Oliva, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right ears go quickly in the first. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Tacoma nothing. Salt Lake coming to the plate.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Right here is go in order at the top of the first, and now Salt Lake comes to the plate. On the mound for the Red Ears, Marcus Walden, 3-2 with a 5.69 ERA on the year. Walden's making his 13th start and 16th appearance for Tacoma. And Walden, veteran right-hander, 34 years old. And here's his first pitch to David Fletcher, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Walden last started 9 days ago, had a very good outing against Sugarland, went six innings, allowed two runs. They were both unearned. 1-0 to Fletcher is bounced to short, a two-hopper fielded by Bliss. Toss it to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the first inning. Walden gets Fletcher to ground to shortstop. And now Michael Stefanik will be the hitter. Walden last faced Salt Lake July 27th at Cheney Stadium, and he threw well that day, allowing one run in five innings. Now he'll work on the league's leading hitter, Stefanik, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Stefanik hitting 363, 462 on base percentage, had the game-winning hit with two outs at the bottom of the ninth last night. 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Stefanik. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Walden working with Luis Torrens behind the plate. Rainiers have Tanerowicz at first, Unroe at second, Bliss at short, and Salvatore at third. 1-2 pitch on its way to Stefanik, and it swung on and bounced slowly up the third baseline, and a barehand pickup by Salvatore, but he does not make a throw, and Stefanik is aboard with an infield single. Salvatore was playing really deep, and the pitch was just nubbed up the third baseline, and Stefanik ends up getting a base hit out of it. So the Bees have a man on with one out. And now Kevin Padlow is the hitter. Pad- Adlo didn't play yesterday, hitting 274 with 13 homers, 881 OPS, and he ropes the first pitch into the left field corner, and it short hops the wall. Going to third is Stefanik. The throw comes into second. The tag is not in time. Padlo is safe with a double. First pitch swinging, Kevin Padlo pulls a two-base hit to left, a liner that short hopped the left field fence, pretty close to the foul pole. Gilliam was on it quickly and made a strong throw to second, but Padlo got in there safely. His team leading 22nd double of the year. That'll bring Levon Soto to the plate with two on at second and third and one out, so the Raiders will bring the infield in. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip, strike one. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is taken up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Walden finds himself in a jam here in the first inning. He's ready with a 1-1 pitch. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards center. It'll carry out to Trammell, who makes the catch. Tagging at third is Stefanik, and he will score as the throw comes into the shortstop. Padlo holds it second. A sacrifice fly for Levon Soto. And the Bees are up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. So Soto drives in his 38th run as a Bee this season. And Salt Lake draws first blood today. Jack Lopez will now bat with a runner at second and two outs. Now the pitch is going to bounce up to the plate. It gets away from Torrens, but only by an inch or two. And to take it off for third is Padlo. The throw there, though, is not quite in time. Padlo barely beats the tag from Salvatore. And so he advances on what I believe will be called a wild pitch. Yeah, the pitch was in the dirt, so that's a wild pitch. And Torrens picked it up quickly. It was a bang-bang play at third, but Padlo called safe. So runner at third with two outs. 1-0 the count to Lopez. Hitting 282, 12 homers, 67 runs batted in. And the pitch is hit in the air to right field. Lining it up is DeLoach, drifting back a step or two, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So just the one run scores for Salt Lake on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the second inning. It's Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-242. 2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Bees lead the Red Ears 1-0. We go to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Red Ears were retired in order in the first inning by Carson Fulmer, so cleanup hitter Isaiah Gilliam will lead off the second. He'll be followed by Taylor Trammell and Robbie Tenarowitz. Fulmer set. And his first pitch to Gilliam is taken low and away for a ball. Gilliam's in his 13th game since coming up from AA Arkansas, and he's hitting .219, 7 out of 32. Looking for his first extra base hit. And he lines one up the middle, and that's not going to be an extra base hit, but it is indeed a hit, a leadoff single for Gilliam here in the second. And the Red Ears have a man on to get things started. First hit of the day for Tacoma. Isaiah Gilliam smokes a single straight through the middle of the diamond. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell got a rare day off yesterday, hitting .264 with 19 homers, .394 on base percentage. And Fulmer comes set and turns and throws to first, and back in safely is Gilliam. Trammell has hit safely in his last four games. Leading from first is Gilliam, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. We're using the automated ball strike challenge system today. That means that the umpire behind the plate, Sam Birch, is calling the pitches himself, but the players are allowed to challenge. If they do, we go to the automated system for a final verdict. Trammell hits a hard grounder right side. Fletcher has it, goes to the shortstop for one. The throw to first is high, and it pulls Padlow off the bag. And Trammell avoids the double play. Soto's relay to first probably would have doubled up Trammell if it had been accurate, but his throw was high, and Padlow had to jump in the air to catch it. And so Trammell was able to reach on a fielder's choice. Nice play by Fletcher, backhanding that ball in the hole and then wheeling and throwing to second for the force out there. Pitch to Tenarowitz is inside for a ball, 1-0. Tenarowitz had three hits yesterday, drove in a run, average up to .229 now in 36 games for the Red Ears, .340 on base percentage, and he swings and misses at a fastball. Count goes to 1-1. Tenarowitz pauses outside the batter's box for a moment, and now he steps in again. Here's the pitch, and it is low for a ball. Two-one coming from Fulmer. No, another move to first. He's worried about Gilliam. Fulmer working with catcher Christian Molfetta behind the plate. Another throw to first, and this one was close, but Gilliam is back in. So that's the two pickoff moves for this plate appearance. Fulmer is allowed to make another one, but if they don't get the out, then Gilliam is awarded the next base. 2-1 pitch to Tenarowitz is fouled out of play on the first base side. So 2-2 to Tenarowitz. Fulmer ready, and his next pitch is fouled off. Out of play. Carson Fulmer, a Seattle resident, and is a Kraken season ticket holder. Hockey is his favorite sport, and he grew up in Florida. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it's bounced foul. And so, sure, you know, I mentioned before, Fulmer was in spring training with the Mariners. You know, he wished that he would have stayed in the organization. It would have been good for him, you know, being a local resident. Fulmer with a 2-2 pitch, and the runner goes swinging, a missed strike three. Throw down to second is not in time. Gilliam steals second base, or pardon me, Trammell steals second base, but Tanerowicz has struck out. So two men are gone. Trammell at second for Luis Torrens. Trammell with his 14th steal of the season. Torrens 2 for 16 at the plate, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul back. And Torrens is behind in the count 0-2. Fulmer's 0-2 pitch is fouled down the first baseline. Still 0-2. Right here's trying to tie up this game here in the second inning. A base hit should do it with Trammell at second. Now the 0-2 pitch is swung on, grounded left side, scooped up by the third baseman Stefanik, and he throws to first and gets it to Torrens, and that is it for the Red Ears in the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Bees lead the Red Ears 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Smith's Ballpark. The Red Ears' last game here this year, and the final meeting of the year between Tacoma and Salt Lake. It's been a close season series between the two teams, and it'll be 24 games all told when it's done after today's contest. And Salt Lake leads the series 12 games to 11. First pitch to Jared Walsh, leading off the bottom of the second, is taken down low for a ball. Walsh hitting 215, 8 homers in 50 games for Salt Lake. Left-hand hitter has a lot of power, and he swings and misses at the next pitch, and the count's even 1-1. Walsh had a string of three straight games with a homer come to an end yesterday when the Rainiers held him to an 0-for-4. Now the 1-1 pitch is inside and high, 2-1. Walsh was on deck with two outs in the ninth when Stefanik had the game-winning hit for Salt Lake. And that's why the Red Ears didn't walk Stefanik. Now the 2-1 pitch in there for a strike, 2-2. Walsh's season statistics may not be impressive, but recently, and particularly in this series, he's been hot. Plus, he's left-handed. The Rainiers at a righty on the hill. 2-2 pitch is inside for a ball, and the count is full, 3-2. So full count to Walsh. Payoff pitch from Marcus Walden is line to right. On the move is DeLoach, but it's over his head and short hops the fence. DeLoach corrals it quickly and fires it in, and he holds Walsh to a single. Nice job in right field by Zach DeLoach, keeping Walsh to just one base on a drive that hit the fence. And now Jared Oliva will be the batter. Oliva, right-hand hitter. And the pitch from Walden is taken inside for a ball. What an 0. Pitch, bounced foul, and the count's even now, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Jared Oliva, who was 2-for-4 yesterday and has hit safely in his last six games. Walden comes set, and the pitch is swung on and hit well to left. Going back is Gilliam at the track, and he can't get it. It's off the fence. And picking it up is Trammell, and he fires it into second base. And an out has been called. How about that? I'll explain what happened. Walsh was coming back to first base because he thought that Gilliam was going to catch that fly ball. And the batter, Oliva, passed Walsh. You can't pass the runner in front of you, but he passed him. And so Oliva has been called out for passing the runner. How about that? Walsh is at second with one out now. I have no idea how to officially score that. As here's one in for a strike now to Martinez. Does Oliva get a hit or not? They might rob him of a hit in this instance. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. They do have a hit on the scoreboard, but I can assure you the scoreboard operator is just as clueless as I am on this matter. This is deep. It's a deep dive into the rule book to find out how to score that play. Oh, and 2, the count to Martinez. And it is swung on and nubbed foul in the batter's box. Still 0-2. Oh, and 2, the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and down goes Martinez, and there's the second out here at the bottom of the second inning, and that's the first strikeout for Marcus Walden today. And now Christian Molfetta will be the batter. Pitch is inside for a ball to Molfetta. In just his 10th game for Salt Lake this year, he's 3-for-25. Now the pitch, check swing, bouncer, foul, third base side. anytime a runner passes the runner in front of him, the base runner who was the trailing runner is the one that is ruled out. So that's why Oliva was called out, is because he passed Walsh, who was in front of him. But I don't know if he gets credited for a hit or not. 1-1 pitch is bounced to the left of the mound. Walden fields it, throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. No runs in the inning, at least one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. I'm going to show you my steps for making the perfect radio ad. This one's about innovation refunds and the ERC. First step, be relatable. I like pizza and puppies. Two, cold hard info. The ERC is a tax credit for eligible businesses that kept employees on payroll in 2020 and 2021. So if you qualify, Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys could help you claim it. Three, go to innovationrefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the third inning, Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing. Riley Unroe to start things off for the Raiders, and he'll be followed by Mike Salvatore and Ryan Bliss. We got the ruling on Oliva's ball where he hit it off the left field fence and passed the runner Walsh and was called out. As here's a pitch that misses for a ball to Unroe. Oliva does get credited for a hit. The official score here in Salt Lake City, Brooks, she dived into the rule book. Sears a liner into right, and that's going to be a base hit for Unroe, and he's aboard with the Raiders' second hit of this game, a line drive into right, and now Mike Salvatore will be the batter.
Mike Salvatore.
So Oliva credited with a hit, called out for passing the runner in front of him, who thought the ball was going to be caught, and that's why Walsh was hanging around first base. So now the pitch to Salvatore is a double play, two-hopper to short. To Soto to Fletcher for one, relay to first in time for two. And just like that, two men are gone on two pitches here in the third inning. Carson Fulmer will now start to work through the lineup for a second time as Ryan Bliss gets ready to hit. The putout is being credited to the first baseman, Tenarowitz, on that unusual play. As the pitch to Bliss is inside for a ball, 1-0. Not sure I've ever seen that play before. A runner passes another runner and is called out. Sears one inside for a ball. 2-0. Certainly not when there was only one runner on base at first base when the play began. How does that even happen? 2-0. High, ball three. The first base umpire, Matt Winter, called it immediately. As did Tenarowitz, the first baseman. He was pointing. As there's ball four to Bliss. So he heads down to first base, having drawn a two-out walk. And now Jared Kelnick will be the hitter. Bliss might try to steal. He stole his 51st of the year yesterday. And with two outs and counting at the plate, he'd like to be in scoring position. Fulmer to the plate, and the first pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch coming. No, now move to first, and Bliss is back in. One pitch is fouled off down the third baseline. 1-2. One 2 pitch coming, and it is low for a ball. Kelnick in the first inning when he struck out, reached a full count, and then Fulmer got him with a changeup. Throw to first base, back in safely is Bliss. And I believe that was the second pickoff move. Yeah, definitely the second pickoff move. So Bliss should be able to get a big jump if he decides to go. There he does go. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to the right side. Fielded at second by Fletcher, and he flips it over to Padlo for the putout on Kelnick. And that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Salt Lake leading the Red Ears 1-0. And Marcus Walden on the mound. He'll face the top of the order. David Fletcher, Michael Stefanik, and Kevin Padlo. Fletcher grounded to shortstop his first time up. He's 0-1. Walden into his motion of the pitch. Is swung on and tapped on the ground to the right side. Unroh scoops it up, flips it with the glove to Tanarowicz at first, and one pitch, one out at the bottom of the third. So Fletcher's retired. And now Michael Stefanik will be the batter. Stefanik reached on an infield single his first time up. Now he shows bunt and takes outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Inside for a ball, 2-0. From Walden to Stefanik is called a strike on the inside edge, and the count goes to 2-1. Walden throws a lot of cut fastballs, and that was one right there that he got over for a called strike. 2-1 pitch is pulled deep down the left field line towards the corner. It is fair, and it is gone. Michael Stefanik, with his fifth home run of the season, a drive down the left field line. And that makes it a 2-0 Salt Lake lead. Well, the rap on Stefanik and what keeps him out of the big leagues is a lack of power, but he yanked that one out of here. 2-0 Salt Lake, and now Kevin Padlow is the hitter. And the pitch from Walden to Padlow is swung on and hit sharply to the right side, but Unroh flags it down, and he throws out Padlow at first base, and two men are gone in the bottom of the third inning. Levon Soto will be next. Soto hit a sack fly to drive in a run in the first. Left-hand hitter. Pitch from Walden is poured in there for a strike. Well, I mentioned this a bit in the post-game show last night, but the main reason the Rainiers have only won one game in this series this week here in Salt Lake City, as here's one down low for a ball, is they're not scoring like you need to win here. The pitching's actually been pretty good, but this is a high elevation ballpark and a high scoring stadium, and you need to pile up some runs here to win games, and the Rainiers have not been doing that in this series, and they don't have any runs yet today, as here's a swing and a foul back by Soto. 1-2 the count. Rainiers have dropped four of the first five games here, but still only two games out of first place. One ball, two strikes to Levon Soto. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, down he goes. Walden gets the strikeout, his second of the day. And that wraps up the bottom of the third. But the Bees add to their lead. One run on one hit, the Stefanik homer. No errors, no one left. We go to the fourth. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, it's 2-0, Salt Lake leading Tacoma, and we go now to the fourth inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark. Zach Deloach, Isaiah Gilliam, and Taylor Trammell to bat here at the top of the fourth inning. Carson Fulmer on the hill. Here's his pitch to Deloach, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Fulmer pitched to the series opener here on Tuesday, a game that the Bees won 7-6. Here's one down low for a ball. In that game, Fulmer kept the Red Ears off the scoreboard for the first four innings, and then the Red Ears scored three runs off him in the fifth. 1-1 to Deloach is fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Deloach. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Fulmer gets him for his third strikeout of the afternoon. One away at the top of the fourth, and now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. Last night at the PCL, Round Rock beat El Paso in 10 innings, 7-3. It looked like El Paso might stun them in the ninth. They were down 2-1 at the bottom of the ninth. They scored the tying run and had the winning runner at third base when the last out of the inning was recorded. As Gilliam takes outside. So they went to the 10th, tied 2-2, and then Round Rock scored five runs in the top of the 10th. Series of foul out of play by Gilliam. Dustin Harris drove in a couple of runs with a single. I guess that was the big hit in their five-run rally, but it was really just a string of hits and walks, one after another. Singles and walks. 1-1 pitch, inside corner for a called strike, 1-2. Vegas kept pace and remained tied in first place with Round Rock by beating Sacramento 8-5. As Gilliam hits a grounder up the middle, backhanded by Fletcher. Throw to first is not in time. Gilliam is safe with an infield single. So he is 2-for-2 today. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Tanerowicz in the on-deck circle for the Red Ears, and I just noticed that the T has apparently fallen off or come off of his jersey nameplate. As here's a liner to left, and running in and making the grab is the left fielder Orlando Martinez, and Trammell is the second out of the inning. And here's Tanerowicz, who I guess now is Anerowicz. And the pitch is on its way, and it's swung on and fouled out of play. Strike one to Tanerowicz. Vegas won that game last night, 8-5 over Sacramento, as Daryl Hernandez homered and had three hits. Greg Dykeman also had a homer, and he drove in three runs. There goes the runner. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second base is not in time. Stealing second is Isaiah Gilliam, and he's in scoring position now. Good jump for Gilliam, and he has his second steal as a Rainier. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Right here is looking for a two-out hit to pick up a run here. Vollmer's pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side, and it is still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Tanerowicz. And the pitch is swung on, bounced to the left side, and cut off by the third baseman, Stefanik. And he throws out Tanerowicz at first, and that ends the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Salt Lake leads 2-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jack Lopez, Jared Walsh, and Jared Oliva to bat this inning against Marcus Walden. Here's the first pitch to Jack Lopez, and it's swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Lopez flied out earlier. Walden's pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Reno fell a game further back yesterday. Albuquerque had 23 hits and mashed them 14-7. Jonathan Morales was 5-for-5 for Albuquerque. 0-2 pitch outside. And Coco Montez had 4 hits. Everyone for Albuquerque had at least one. 7 of the 9 in their lineup had multiple hits. 1-2 to Lopez. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Walden gets the strikeout. So the Red Airs are 2 games out of first. Reno 3 games back. Second half standings will determine who plays Oklahoma City in the championship series the last week of September. Oklahoma City beat Sugar Land last night 2-1. As they had 5 pitchers combined on a 5-hitter in a bullpen day. So pitch misses for a ball to Walsh. Right, here's head to Oklahoma City next. Series 1 down and in, ball 2. Off day in the middle of the road trip tomorrow, so the Rainiers are going to stay the night here in Salt Lake City and then fly to Oklahoma City tomorrow. in a lengthy affair because you can't get from here to there without stopping somewhere in between. So now the 2-0 pitch is swung on, and it's a towering fly towards center. Trammell moving towards left center, several steps is there, and he makes the catch, and Walsh is retired, 2 away in the bottom of the fourth. And now Jared Oliva is the batter. Tuesday's game in OKC will begin at 5:05 Pacific time. The Red Ears have Logan Allen tentatively listed to start that game, but there were some rotation adjustments that might be happening with Malone getting pushed back after not starting today's game. So the pitch to Oliva is taken for a ball, 1-0. One oh coming from Walden, and it is in there for a strike, 1-1. This pitch is swung on, squibbed foul up the first baseline, and the Red Ears are letting it roll because it's spinning and they want it to go fair, but it doesn't go fair. The batter, Oliva, had not run at all. He was just standing at home plate, so Todorovic and Torrens were looking at that foul ball rolling up the first baseline, and they're like, hey, maybe it'll spin and go fair and we'll get an out on this, but it didn't happen. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Oliva. Two coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. Walden got him, and there's his first 3-up, 3-down inning of the day. Struck out 2 of the 3. We head to the fifth inning. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The Provac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team Provac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Two to nothing, Salt Lake leading the Red Ears. We head to the fifth inning of play on this Sunday afternoon here. Series finale and last meeting of the year between these two teams. Just 12 games left after this one in the 2023 season, including 6 at home starting on Tuesday the 19th. The final 6 home games, final 6 regular season games for the Rainiers. As here's one that misses for a ball to Torrens. And even if Tacoma does get hot here down the stretch and win the second half title, all the playoff games will be on the road because that's the way they set it up this year. It's now the 1-0. Outside ball two, the playoffs shortened in the Pacific Coast League to just one best of three series between the first half and second half champions. Divisions no longer matter as Torrens lines one the other way, and there's a base hit to start the fifth inning. So Luis Torrens with the fourth hit of the game for the Raiders, a single to right. And now Riley Unruh will be the batter. So they decided the first half champion will be the home team for the entire championship series, and that was Oklahoma City. So they've known since late June when the first half ended, but really before that because they had such a commanding lead. They've known that they're going to be hosting the playoff series, and hopefully that at least helped with attendance in the playoffs. As here's one down low to Unruh, who showed bunt. Pacific Coast League playoffs usually don't have big crowds because there's no advance sale for them, really, only a couple of days. A lot of times you don't know you're going to be in the playoffs until the last minute. So there's one inside for a ball. A lot of minor league attendance is focused on group sales, which are booked months ahead of time frequently, if not weeks, usually months. Here's one in for a strike. And, you know, you see him at Cheney Stadium, the big groups that book the party decks down the third baseline, or sometimes big groups of that are seated together in the reserve seats down the lines. 2-1 pitch. Misses ball three. And there's none of that in the playoffs. But maybe because Oklahoma City knew they were in it so early, they knew they were going to have the home games. Maybe they'll get some crowds. That would just be good. That'd be good for the league. Here's a pitch inside, ball four, and Unruh heads down to first base. He draws a walk. Torrens takes second. And now Mike Salvatore will bat, and the Raiders have something developing here. Eric Ferris down the line from the third base coach's box to with some instructions for Salvatore. Corner infielder's drawn in. They think Salvatore's going to bunt. He grounded into a double play his last time up. That's the one thing he really wants to avoid here. And he squares around, pulls the bat back, and takes ball one. Right here's down 2-0 in the fifth, and it was this inning last time on Tuesday in the series opener when they got to Fulmer and knocked him out after he pitched four scoreless. Fulmer's 1-0 pitch is bunted up the third baseline, and it rolls foul, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is bunted in front of the plate. Good bunt. Out to go get it is Molfetta. He throws to third and gets the lead runner forced out. I thought that that was going to be a good enough bunt, but Torrens forced out at third base. Molfetta, the catcher, got out on that ball quickly, and it didn't get as far from home plate as I thought it was going to. Upon seeing the replay, it was maybe 10 feet out. And Molfetta went out and picked it up and never even thought about going anywhere other than third to get the lead runner, Torrens. So the lineup turns over. Here's Bliss, and he takes a strike, 0-1. Salvatore reaches on a fielder's choice. He's at first, Unruh at second, one out. Next pitch to Bliss, grounded down the third baseline. Backhand pick by Stefanik, and then he drops it, and everyone is safe. Stefanik reached across his body to pick it up, had it in his glove for a minute, and he decided to go to third himself to get the force out there and then try to throw to first, and somewhere along the process there, he dropped the ball and didn't get anyone out, and the Raiders catch a break, and the bases are loaded with one out for Jared Kelnick. And that should be an error on Stefanik. As the pitch to Celtic is roped to right field. Oliva, though, has it come right to him, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Unruh. He will score. The other runners hold up, and it is a 2-1 ball game. So the Red Ears get on the board. A sacrifice fly for Celtic, really more of a sacrifice line drive.
Number 17, Zach
He gets the RBI. They did give Stefanik an error on that play, so Bliss reached on a fielder's choice with Unroh safe at third on an error by the third baseman. The pitch is in for a strike now to DeLoach. Salvatore, the tying runner, is at second, and Bliss at first. Two outs in the fifth, 2-1 game. 0-1 pitch coming to DeLoach, and it's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch misses for a ball. 1-2 to DeLoach. Mariners have lost today in Tampa 6-3. The Rays got to Bryce Miller in the first inning for three runs. 1-2 to DeLoach, down and in, 2-2. Zach Eflin for Tampa picked up his 14th win. Rays win that series 3-1. Tough roadie for the Mariners. They went 3-7 on the 10-game trip. Pitch down low to DeLoach, and he's brought the count full 3-2 after being behind 0-2. Runners will be off with the pitch. There they go. The 3-2 is swung on and hit high in the air towards right center. Lopez has time to move into the alleyway, and he makes the catch. DeLoach is retired, and the Rainiers are done here at the top of the fifth. They get one unearned run on one hit. There was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1. Marcus Walden on the mound for the Rainiers. And he'll face the number 8 hitter, Orlando Martinez, to start things off. Here's the first pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on, fouled away, 1-1. Well, if you're following the majors right now, you may be aware that there has been a no-hitter thrown, sort of, in New York today. Maybe. The Brewers, with Corbin Burnes on the hill today, have no-hit the Yankees for 9 innings. The problem is that they haven't scored any runs, and it is 0-0 going to the 10th. And the Yankees don't have any hits. 1-2 is up high, 2-2. Burns went 8, and then they brought in their closer, Devin Williams, and he went the 9th. It's not perfect. There have been 2 walks in the game. Now the 2-2 is hit in the air towards left center. This is trouble, and it's going to split the gap and go through to the fence. On his way to second is Martinez. He'll stop there with a leadoff double in the bottom of the 5th inning. 6th hit today for the Bees. Christian Molfetto will now be the batter. Burns came out of the Brewers no-hitter after 109 pitches and 8 innings. And, they're on the road, so it was the bottom of the 9th. So they knew that it was 0-0. So even if he finished the inning and got through the 9th, it was still not going to be a complete no-hitter because they had to go to extras. So they took him out. So here's a bunt shown by Molfetta, and he takes outside for a ball 1-0. Now they're in the 10th, and the Brewers' bullpen is going to try to keep a no-hitter going in extra innings with that automatic runner placed at second. They could lose. Actually, it's shaping up. They could lose a no-hitter. The 1-0 is down low, 2-0. How about this? Let's say. In fact, this has already happened. Milwaukee did not score in the top of the 10th. So the Yankees get the automatic runner at second. They don't have any hits yet. They could bunt him to third and hit a sacrifice fly and win the game 1-0 with no hits. Here's one down low to Molfetta, 2-0. I hope that happens. Let's see the Yankees win a game without getting a hit. Anyone win a game without getting a hit. Here's one in for a strike now. It is a 3-1 count on Molfetta. So they're getting Judge at second. Let's see here. Who's up? They've got Judge at second. They've got Gleyber Torres up with Stanton on deck. 3-1 pitch. Outside ball 4, and Walton walks the number 9 hitter. That's trouble. His first walk of the day and the last guy in the order you want to walk. Molfetta heads down to first. Martinez at second. And now David Fletcher's the batter, and that is going to cause the Rainiers bullpen to jump into gear. Out to talk to Walden is Luis Torrens. He has gotten Fletcher to ground in the infield twice in this game. Walden ready. Here's his pitch, and it is swung on, grounded to short. Bliss goes to Unroh. There's one on to Todorovic. There's 2, a double play. Just exactly what Walden and the Rainiers wanted, a 6-4-3 twin killing. Martinez now at third with 2 outs. But Michael Stefanik has not made any outs today. He has singled and homered 2-for-2, and he settles into the batter's box now. The pitch from Walden is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's warming up Blake Wyman in the bullpen. Walden's 1-0 pitch is high for a ball, 2-0. Pitch, grounded to the left side, diving stop at third by Salvatore, throws to first, and it skips past Todorovic, and safe at first is Stefanik, scoring from third is Martinez, and Salt Lake leads it 3-1. Salvatore dived to his left, gloved that ball, got up on his feet, and then threw a one-hopper to first, and it skipped past Tanerowicz, and a run scores as a result. That'll be an infield single and an RBI for Stefanik. His third hit and second RBI of this game. Now Padlo is the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Padlo's 1-for-2 with a double so far. Next pitch. Grounded to third, Salvatore fields it and throws to second for the force out there, and that ends the bottom of the fifth. But Salt Lake back up by two runs. They get one on two hits, and there were no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning at Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the sixth. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1. Isaiah Gilliam to lead things off this inning against Carson Fulber. He's allowed just one unearned run through five innings. And the pitch is taken down low, ball one to Gilliam. Gilliam 2-for-2 today, pair of singles. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. Next pitch, swinging a foul back. 1-2 the count to Isaiah Gilliam. Now the pitch grounded right to the second baseman. Fletcher's been busy over there. He throws out Gilliam at first. One away in the top of the sixth inning. Now Taylor Trammell will bat. He's 0-for-2 today. Lined out his last time up. Now a swing and a ball hit up the middle. A throw into center field. A bouncing ball single. And Trammell is aboard with his first hit of the day. And that is Tacoma's fifth hit of this game. And it'll bring Robbie Tanerowicz to the plate. Tanerowicz is 0-for-2 so far. And And the pitch is low and away for a ball. The Bees are warming up a lefty in their bullpen. And the Red Ears still have Wyman warming up in the pen. Looks like he's going to come in the bottom of the sixth. There are a few left-handed hitters coming up soon for Salt Lake. Next pitch in for a strike to Todorovic. One ball, one strike to Todorovic. Now a throw to first, and Trammell's back in. Trammell already has a steal in this game back in the second inning. Now the pitch is in for a called strike. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three on a ball in the dirt. And Todorovic is the second out of the inning. Fulmer with his fourth strikeout.
Catcher number 20, Luis Torrens.
Luis Torrens is one for two today with a single, and he'll bat here for his third time. Well, out to the mound. Is a visitor from the Bees dugout. And it looks like that's the pitching coach, Darren Ebert. Just to have a quick word with Fulmer. Update from the Bronx, the Brewers did not score in the bottom of the 10th inning, and they did not get a hit against the Brewers' impressive rookie reliever, Abner Uribe. So that game is a 10-inning no-hitter for Brewers pitching, and they are going to the 11th, 0-0. I hope the Brewers don't score again. Here's a swing and a bouncer, foul. The hope of a team getting no hits and winning still lives. The Yankees just brought in the Red Ears reliever from last year, Nick Ramirez, to pitch the top of the 11th. He's having a good year for the Yankees. There goes the runner. The pitch is outside. No throw by Molfetta. Trammell with his second steal of this game, and he's in scoring position now. And that's Trammell's 15th steal of the season. Now the 1-1 pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. Swung on, hit the other way in the air, over is Oliva, and he makes a running catch along the warning track for the final out in the top of the sixth inning. Torrens flies to the warning track and right, and the Red Ears do not score. They had a hit, there were no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth at Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Salt Lake City. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Blake Wyman, is in from the bullpen. Marcus Walden went five innings today, allowed seven hits and three runs. They were all earned. He walked one and struck out four. He leaves trailing 3-1. So the Rainiers into the bullpen. Wyman appearing in his 43rd game, 4-4 with a 5.23 ERA in 51 and two-thirds innings. The left-hand hitting Levon Soto leads things off. And the pitch to him is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch outside, 2-0. Soto's 0-for-1 in this game with a sac fly and an RBI. ...2-0 pitch from Wyman, breaking ball over for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Wyman with his pitch, and it is in there for a called strike, and that evens things up, 2-2. Wyman, 27-year-old lefty from Littleton, Colorado. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Wyman strikes out Levon Soto, and there's the first out here in the sixth inning. So one away now for Jack Lopez. Lopez 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Want to know the count to Lopez. Next pitch, swung on, hit high in the sky towards left center. Trammell is tracking it. At the edge of the warning track, onto the warning track, he makes the catch, and there is the second out at the bottom of the sixth inning. That fly had some extra carry to it, but still stayed in the ballpark. Two away, and now Jared Walsh will be the bat. And the pitch is a check swing, and he went around. That's strike one. Now the pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rainier's warming up. Jose Rodriguez in the bullpen now. One, one to Walsh. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Two. Wyman's 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Walsh, and that was a nice inning for Blake Wyman. Three up, three down with a pair of strikeouts, and we move on now to the seventh. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We head to the seventh inning. It's a 3-1 ball game. Salt Lake leading Tacoma. And a new pitcher for Salt Lake, Cam View, comes in from the pen. Leading things off for the Red Ears will be Riley Unruh. And the first pitch is hit sharply on the third base side and threw into left field. That's a base hit. Over to get it is Martinez, digging for second, and in there with a leadoff double is Riley Unruh. And that gets the Red Ears started here in the seventh inning. Unruh with a double to left. He has reached for his third time today. He's 2-for-2 with a walk. And now Mike Salvatore will be the batter. And the pitch to him misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is swung on and fouled out of play on the first base side. Counts even, 1-1. Now this pitch is outside. 2-1 to Salvatore. Lots happening in the Rainier's bullpen right now, a sight you rarely see. So now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. The Rainier's pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, between innings, walked down to the bullpen where he does not go during the games. He walked down there and had a talk with several of the relievers who do look to be in short supply. As the 2-2 pitch is fouled away, there's been some hints in the media covering the Mariners that there could be a wave of so-called fresh arms joining Seattle tomorrow, maybe up from Tacoma and AA Arkansas. So we'll see, but apparently the M's bullpen is not fully healthy right now. Here's a swing and a grounder up the middle, fielded by the second baseman Fletcher, and he throws out Salvatore at first. Unruh advances to third, one away in the seventh. And now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Carson Fulber for Salt Lake went six innings, allowed five hits and one run, and it was unearned. He walked two and struck out four. Strong outing. Well, let's see if Bliss can get the runner in from third with one out. The infield is playing back. And the pitch is inside for a ball to Bliss, 1-0. Next pitch is outside, 2-0 the count. Next pitch is a check swing and he went, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the pitch is fouled back. 2-2. Back to the Bronx. The Brewers have a chance to win the no-hitter. They pitched a no-hitter through 10. It's 0-0. They scored a run in the top of the 11th. And they have a 1-0 lead with the no-hitter intact in the bottom of the 11th inning. So here's a swing and a foul back. Joel Piamps, former PCL pitcher, trying to close it out. I just jinxed him from 2,000 miles away. The Yankees tied it up, and they broke up the no-hitter. There's a swing and a miss by Bliss. That is strike three, and two men are gone here in the seventh inning, and that keeps that runner at third base. That's a huge strikeout for Salt Lake. And Kelnick is done as we have a pinch hitter. Adam Engel will bat for Kelnick. So Kelnick's rehab is over. 1-0 for 2 with a sacrifice fly today. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Now a swing and a bouncer to short. That's fielded by Soto. He throws to first and gets angle. And the Raiders miss another scoring opportunity here at the top of the seventh inning. They haven't had a lot of missed opportunities today, but they have in this series. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch with the score. Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Salt Lake leading Tacoma. 3-1 is the score. Rainiers have brought in a new pitcher. Jose Rodriguez in from the bullpen. He's in relief of Blake Wyman, who set down the side in order in his only inning of work, striking out two of the three he faced. Rodriguez appearing in his 27th game, 2-7 with a 7.61 ERA. Jared Oliva stands in, and the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Rodriguez facing his former team, the Bees. He didn't pitch a lot for Salt Lake, but came up through the Angels system, reached the big leagues with them. Here's a chopper up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field. A base hit for Jared Oliva. A leadoff single in the bottom of the seventh. Oliva 2-for-3 today, and now Orlando Martinez is the batter. Now Martinez looks out towards Rodriguez. And the pitch is swung on and chopped to the right side. And in the hole, Unroe has it. Just one play. He throws out Martinez at first. Oliva advances to second. So one out, runner at second for Christian Molfetta. That is 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Oh. 1-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire on the appeal. Two balls, no strikes to Molfetta. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. 2-1. I did learn the other day, by the way, that Molfetta is not a sandwich. Muffaletta is the sandwich. 2-1 pitch is outside, ball three. Rodriguez with a 3-1 pitch, and it is ball four, and Molfetta has walked twice today. He heads down to first base. 2-1, one out for David Fletcher, who's 0-for-3 and grounded into a double play his last time up. Runners take off, double steal, liner to the right side, diving catch by Tanerowitz, and he's going to take it himself to first base for the unassisted double play to end the bottom of the seventh inning. Robbie Tanerowitz with a diving play to his right with the runners on the move. They had no chance to get back. That would have been a triple play if there was only one out, if there were no outs in the inning, but, you know, there was one out, so it's just a double play to end the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the eighth inning. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Bees, Kenyon Jovan in, the right-hander out of the University of Oregon, and it's his second appearance of the season. The Rainiers scored a couple runs against him on Thursday in the only game the Rainiers have won in this series. Zach Deloach leads things off, and the first pitch from Jovan is called a strike. It's 0-1. Deloach has been quiet today, 0-3. Next pitch misses for a ball. Right ears have Ryan Jensen warming up in the pen. One pitch coming to Deloach, and it is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. This pitch is low. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is lined to the right side and caught at first base by Padlow. And now it's Deloach's turn to be frustrated, lining out to first base just like Fletcher did into a double play moments ago to end the bottom of the seventh. Isaiah Gilliam will now be the hitter. He's 2-for-3 today. Right here's with just 6 hits this afternoon. Gilliam with a third of them. And the pitch from Jovan is called a strike, 0-1. Also of note, we're in the eighth inning and there is yet to be a challenge in this game from either team. Oh, one pitch, down and in for a ball, 1-1. One pitch coming. And it's bounced foul, first base side, 1-2. Well, the Mariners lost today. We talked about that, but they have now fallen to a point where they're in the number three wild card spot. And unless the A's have a big comeback in Arlington today, the Mariners' lead in the last wild card spot is just going to be a half a game over Texas. As here's a swing at a foul, the Rangers beating Oakland 9-4 right now in the seventh inning. Toronto is now in the number two wild card spot. They beat Kansas City 5-2 today. One-two pitch to Gilliam, swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the second out at the top of the eighth inning. Taylor Trammell will be the next hitter. As for the AL West, Houston entered play today, leading the Mariners by a game and a half. The Astros are going to have a two-and-a-half game lead because they are hammering the Padres 12-2 in the eighth inning right now. Pitch to Trammell is in there for a strike, 0-1. Trammell 1-for-3 with a single. A 1 pitch coming from Jovan, and it is outside. 1-ball, 1-strike. One-one pitch, hit in the air to straightaway center field. This is deep. Back is Lopez at the track, and he makes the catch right in front of the fence, 420 feet from home plate. And that'll do it for Trammell and the Red Ears at the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth at Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning in Salt Lake City. The Bees lead the Red Ears 3-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the bottom of the eighth. It is the right-hander Ryan Jensen. And Jensen will face Michael Stefanik, Kevin Padlow, and Levon Soto this inning. Stefanik's 3-for-3 today with two singles, a homer, and he's driven in two of the three runs that have been scored. And this one, here's a squibber in front of the plate, fair ball, and it hits the batter's foot in fair territory, and he's out. So Stefanik retired on a ball that he thought he had fouled off. But he doesn't argue it. I think he just took a full swing, and the ball just kind of went straight into the dirt. And you assume that that's going to be a foul ball, but it actually spun in front of the plate in fair territory, and Stefanik had kind of wandered in front of the dish and it hit his foot in fair territory. And if that happens, you're out. Struck by a batted ball in fair territory. Catcher goes, the catcher gets the put out, so it goes in the scorebook as an unassisted play for the catcher. As the pitch to Kevin Padlo misses for a ball, 1-0. Hey, we have our first challenge called by the Rainiers and Torrens, and the Rainiers lose the challenge. That pitch was high by the tiniest of smidges. And the pitch now misses for a ball. ...2-0 pitch to Padlo from Jensen, and this is low. Jensen in his ninth appearance for the Red Ears. He's allowed one run in six and a third innings. 0-1 is his record. Now this pitch is inside, ball four, and it's a one-out walk. Third walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today. Now Levon Soto is the batter. Soto's 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts and a sacrifice fly. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the runner goes, the pitch is up high, throw down to second by Torrens, is in time, they got him. The tag applied by Ryan Bliss. And that is the second out here in the bottom of the eighth inning, a big caught stealing of Padlo. Luis Torrens guns him down. So two away, and a 2-0 count on Soto. Now Jensen with the 2-0 pitch, and it is swung out and hit in the air to center. Trammell lining it up, waiting, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Just three hitters for Salt Lake, and because of a catch stealing, an easy frame for Ryan Jensen. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the ninth. The Rainiers need a rally. It's Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, we go to the ninth. It is Salt Lake 3, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears with Robbie Todorowicz, Luis Torrens, and Riley Unroh to bat this inning in a last chance. Kenyon Jovan pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth, although the Red Ears had two very well-struck balls against him. Here's the pitch to Todorowicz, and it's lined into left center. That's going to be a base hit. Into the alley to cut it off is the center fielder Lopez, and Todorowicz will hold with a leadoff single. And immediately the Red Ears get the tying run to the plate. So Todorowicz with a sharp single. And now Luis Torrens is the batter. And Torrens is 1-for-3 with a single so far. And Salt Lake immediately starts to warm up Reyes Maranta in the bullpen. Torrens 1-for-3 with a single today, and he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Unroh on deck. After him is Salvatore. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Torrens, 1-1 now. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. Swung on and hit well to center. This is deep. Back is Lopez. Still back, and it is gone! A two-run homer for Luis Torrens to straightaway center field. And the Red Ears have tied this game up just two batters into the top of the ninth. Torrens cranks one out of here to straightaway center. And it is 3-3. His first home run for Tacoma this year. How about that? Just two batters into the ninth, and the Red Ears have evened the score. And now Riley Unroh comes to the plate. Tacoma with new life in this ballgame. Torrens with his first big moment since joining the club. Pitch to Unroh is taken for a ball down low, 1-0. Now the 1-0. Is a swing and a miss. And the count's even now, 1-1. One pitch coming. And it is low and outside. Two balls, one strike to Unroh. Right here's with Nick Whitgren. As there's a swing and a miss for a strike. Correction, they've got Riley O'Brien warming up in the pen. Whitgren had been thrown a little bit, but now O'Brien is heating up. Time called by Unroh with the even count. Now the 2-2. Check swing, he went. That is strike three, and Unroh is the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Jovan gets a strikeout. One away for Mike Salvatore. He's 0-for-3 today. Jovan ready, and his pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. 3-3 tie in the top of the ninth. Next pitch, swing and a miss at a slider, and the count's even, 1-1. Jovan with the next pitch, and it is a slider called a strike. 1-2 the count to Salvatore. One-two pitch now. inside, 2-2. On deck is Ryan Bliss. Two pitch on its way. And it is swung on and pulled in the air to left. Coming in on it is Martinez. He's there to make the catch, and that is out number two. So two down. Ryan Bliss coming to the plate. And Keith Johnson, the manager of the Bees, is going to make a pitching change here and get Reyes Barranta, the veteran right-hander, in there to face Bliss, who is, of course, a threat to give the Rainiers the lead with one swing of the bat. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change with two outs and no one on here in the top of the ninth inning. And our score is Tecumseh 3, Salt Lake 3.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at PropelInsurance.com.
We're in the ninth inning here at Salt Lake City, all tied up. It is 3-3. Right here's just tied it on a two-run homer by Luis Torrens. Two outs, no one on. Ryan Bliss coming to the plate. The new Salt Lake pitcher is Reyes Barranta, 4-2 with five saves, a 3.47 ERA in his 30th appearance. His pitch to Bliss is taken up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Rainiers have come back and tied it. Now the 1-0 to Bliss, big swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Right here's it gone two straight games here in Salt Lake City at high elevation without hitting a homer, and they almost went this entire game without hitting a homer. Now the 1-1 to Bliss is fouled down the right field line, and that'll go out of play into the seats, strike two. So a ball and two strikes to Bliss. Rainiers have Engel on deck. One and two. And the pitch from Barranta is high. Two balls, two strikes. Now this pitch is low, ball three. Full count. Barranta. Last pitched on Friday, worked the ninth inning. Rainiers did score a run off of him that inning, although he was protecting a five-run lead. So next pitch to Bliss, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that wraps up the top of the ninth. Tecumseh ties it up, though. Two runs on two hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Salt Lake City. It's Tecumseh 3, Salt Lake 3.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals and will share information with them to evaluate and process your claims. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. You can trust Innovation Refunds with your small business's ERC claim because of their SOC 2 Type 1 security compliance. Without this, how can you be sure a company can protect your information? It's not like here on the radio, where all you need to be secure is a sensor button. My password to my bank account is Ty's Cool Password 1. Uh-oh. Luckily, Innovation Refunds is more reliable. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS to get started.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. The Raiders and the Bees tied 3-3. Riley O'Brien in to try to get this thing into extra innings. He'll face Jack Lopez, Jared Walsh, and Jared Oliva. Lopez 0-3 today. And the pitch from O'Brien to Lopez is bunted in the air, foul behind the plate, and it will land untouched, and it is just strike one. So 0-1 the count. O'Brien appearing in his team-leading 47th game. He's second in the league in appearances, 2-5, 12 saves, a 2.50 ERA. And O'Brien's 0-1 pitch to Lopez is on its way, and this is a breaking ball inside. O'Brien has pitched 50 and a third innings and has struck out 76, allowing only 35 hits with 28 walks. 1-1 pitch to Lopez is fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. So Brian ahead of Lopez. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul at the plate. Still 1-2. Congratulations to the Mariners Low A Modesto Club. They clinched a playoff spot last night, clinching a second half title in the California League, and that made it so all three of the full season teams below the AAA level are playoff bound. 1-2 is a foul back. Jury's still out on the AAA Rainiers. Tacoma two games out of first coming into play today. But AA Arkansas won a first half title. The Everett Aqua Sox just clinched a playoff spot the other day in the Northwest League. And now Low A Modesto did so last night. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Lopez, and one man is out of the ninth. O'Brien with the strikeout. And now Jared Walsh is the batter. That Modesto club that clinched last night, they're led by former Rainiers players. Their manager, Zach Vincey, played for Tacoma and was the Rainiers coach last year and has Then his hitting coach is Seth Mejia-Spreen, who was a former Rainier and was in his first year coaching last year with Tacoma. As here's one that misses for a ball to Walsh. They led that Modesto team to the postseason. O'Brien with the 1-0 pitch on its way to Walsh, and it is inside, and it hit him. And Walsh is going to go to first base, and it ricocheted off Walsh and hit Torrens on his throwing hand. And he's a little concerned about it, but not enough for the trainer to be summoned. Well, Salt Lake now has the winning runner at first, and they won in the bottom of the ninth last night, and they have the chance to do it now. Today, Oliva at the plate. Walsh, the runner at first, and the pitch from O'Brien is a fastball poured in there for a strike. O'Brien getting the sign from Torrens. Now he's set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it's a breaking ball that misses outside. And the Red Ears asked for a challenge. Torrens thought that was a strike. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. It was indeed a strike. Good challenge for the Red Ears. And the count is 0-2 on Oliva. Walsh away from the bag at first. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, 0-2. No, a move to first, and back in safely with a dive is Walsh. Still 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three, and down goes Oliva, and there's the second out here at the bottom of the ninth inning. Big strikeout for O'Brien, two down. And now Orlando Martinez is the batter. Martinez is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. O'Brien with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 coming inside for a ball, and that evens things up. If we get to the 10th, the Red Ears will have Engel, Deloach, and Gilliam coming up with Bliss, the automatic runner, at second. One pitch to Martinez, and it is outside for a ball as O'Brien lost his footing in the follow-through of his pitch and kind of came awkwardly off the mound and says he's all right. Had a moment there where he lost his balance, I guess. Torrens walked halfway out to the mound just to be sure. All right, here we go. 2-1 pitch on its way to Martinez, and it is a fastball inside, ball three. On deck is Christian Molfetta. Three balls, one strike to Martinez. And the pitch is hit foul down the third baseline and out of play, and the count is full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Walsh, the runner at first, will be off with the pitch. O'Brien getting the sign. Now he's set. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way, and it is Oh, boy. A pitch clock violation walk before the pitch was thrown. Walsh takes second, and Martinez down to first. That is the example of the time when the pitch clock needs to be ignored, because O'Brien was just a fraction of a second late beginning his motion towards the plate with two outs in the ninth inning and a full count. Here's Molfetta, right-hand hitter, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball there, strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, and O'Brien out ahead of Molfetta, no balls, two strikes. Trying to get it into the 10th inning. The 0-2 pitch to Molfetta is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and down he goes, and that wraps up the bottom of the ninth. We're going to the 10th. No runs, hits, or errors. Two men left on, and to the 10th we go. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the 10th inning, tied up 3-3, Tacoma and Salt Lake. New pitcher for the Bees, Luis Leto, in from the bullpen, and Leto is making his 21st appearance, just his sixth out of the pen, as he was a starter for a while, then he strained an oblique, missed a bunch of time on the IL, came back as a reliever. The automatic runner at second base is Bliss here at the top of the 10th. Adam Engel at the plate. Beast think he might be bunting. He's not. The pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side. And Padlo has room, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the 10th inning. Engel retired. And now Zach DeLoach is the batter. This is the Raiders' 16th extra inning game this year. They are 7 wins, 8 losses in extra innings this year. Salt Lake's been in extra innings 10 times. They're 4-6. Zach DeLoach now the batter. Bliss leads from second, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Leto took a long look at Bliss first. Bliss definitely a threat to try to steal third if he thinks he can get it. 1-0 pitch now coming from Leto, and it is a swing and a foul, and the count's even, 1-1. Extra innings on the road. So important to at least get your one run and try to get two. Next pitch coming. And it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So one ball, two strikes. The count to DeLoach. Red Ears have Nick Whitgren warming up in the pen. Looks like he's going to have the bottom of the 10th. One-two pitch, low, two balls, two strikes. DeLoach. Windmilling the bat, looking out towards the mound. Leto with his 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. On deck is Isaiah Gilliam. One down at the top of the 10th. Bliss leading from second, and Leto with the 2-2 pitch, and it's up and away, and nearly a wild pitch. It was speared by the catcher, Molfetta. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. And here it is, and it's outside, ball four. DeLoach draws a walk. And the Red Ears have two on with one out for Isaiah Gilliam, who has a couple of hits today. He's 2-for-4. Red Ears were trailing all game long. Salt Lake led 3-1 going to the ninth when Robbie Tenorowicz singled and Luis Torrens hit a two-run homer to straightaway center. And now we're tied 3-3 in the 10th. Pitch to Gilliam, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way to Gilliam. Swung on, grounded, foul, first base side, and Gilliam's in a hole, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Bliss with outstanding speed at second base. The 0-2 pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. Rainiers have Taylor Trammell on deck. 1-2 pitch from Leto to Gilliam is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Still 1-2. Gilliam looking out towards the mound. Now the 1-2 pitch inside, almost hit his leg. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers off tomorrow at Oklahoma City on Tuesday. 5:05 Pacific, first pitch on Tuesday. Here's the 2-2 now. And it's grounded towards second, might be two. Fletcher goes to Soto. There's one on to first. It's time for the double play. Oh, boy. The inning-ending double play. The Rainiers do not score in the top of the 10th inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We go to the bottom of the 10th. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 3.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. The Red Ears and the Bees all tied up 3-3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nick Whitgren, to pitch. And we have a pinch runner at second base for Molfetta. The Bees have sent Zach Humphreys in there to pinch run at second base. He's their other catcher. So Humphreys is the automatic runner at second base. David Fletcher, the batter. The Red Ears think he's going to bunt. Corner infielders are in. Nick Whitgren on the hill, Major League veteran, just summoned into the game. It is pitched to Fletcher, is lined into center. That's a base hit. Humphreys is coming to third. Trammell fires to the plate, and the throw is not in time. Humphreys scores. That's the ball game. One pitch, and David Fletcher singles in the winning run, and the Bees win it 4-3, the final score in 10 innings. And just adding to what has been a really rough trip to Salt Lake City for the Tacoma Red Ears. They lose 5 of the 6 games here, the last 2 on walk-offs. Salt Lake takes it. 4-3 is the final score. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Call ProVac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why ProVac? When put against our competitors, ProVac saves time and money again and again.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Well, a tough trip to Salt Lake City mercifully comes to an end, but not in a positive way for the Red Ears. The Bees win it in 10 innings tonight, 4-3 the final score, and Salt Lake wins 5 of the 6 games in this series and put a serious dash into the Red Ears' playoff hopes, but it's not over yet. Still 12 games to go, and the Red Deers could possibly still only be two games out of first place. A lot of the important games in the standings are happening later tonight in the Pacific Coast League, so we won't know until much later in the evening. But anyway, the Red Deers definitely fought hard in this one, ending up on the short end, however. Salt Lake got a run in the first against Marcus Walden. When Michael Stefanik reached on an infield dribbler, Kevin Padlow doubled off the left field fence, and Levon Soto hit a sack fly, scoring Stefanik and making it 1-0. It became 2-0 in the third when Stefanik launched a solo homer down the left field line, his fifth of the year. The league's leading hitter had three hits today. And it was still 2-0 when we went to the fifth. The Red Deers were getting shut down by Carson Fulmer, the veteran, limited Tacoma to just three singles in the first four innings. In the fifth, however, the Red Deers got on the board thanks to an error. Torrens hit a single to start the inning, and then Unroe walked. Salvatore bunted into a force out at third, but then Ryan Bliss hit a bouncer to third that Stefanik mishandled for an error, and the bases were loaded with one out, and Jared Kelnick hit a sacrifice fly in his final at bat. That made it 2-1. Kelnick left the game after that. We presume it's because his rehab assignment is over, as the plan has been for him to rejoin the Mariners tomorrow, so we expect that to happen. Kelnick finished today 0-2 with a sack fly and an RBI. Well, it was 2-1. We went to the bottom of the fifth when Orlando Martinez hit a leadoff double off Walden, and then Molfetta walked. David Fletcher hit into a double play. There was a runner at third with two outs, and Stefanik reached on an infield single, a grounded a third that Mike Salvatore made a diving stop on, got up, and then his throw to first would have been in time for the out, but it skipped past Tedarowicz, and it allowed Martinez to score, and Salt Lake was ahead 3-1 in the fifth. It stayed that way for a while. Fulmer kept the Red Deers off the scoreboard of the sixth. He allowed just one unearned run in six innings today. Cam View pitched a scoreless seventh. Kenyon Jovan, a scoreless eighth. We went to the ninth. It was still 3-1 Salt Lake. The Red Deers were getting good relief as well from Blake Wyman and Jose Rodriguez and Ryan Jensen. In the ninth, the Red Deers got a leadoff single from Robbie Tenorowicz. That brought up Luis Torrens, and Torrens launched one, a two-run homer to dead center field here in Salt Lake City. And it evened the score 3-3. Luis Torrens with his first homer as a member of the Red Deers this year, and we were all even. Red Deers, though, then made three straight outs. But in the bottom of the ninth, Riley O'Brien pitched a scoreless inning with three strikeouts. We went to the 10th. At the top of the 10th, the Red Deers had Bliss as their automatic runner. They had Engel, DeLoach, and Gilliam coming up. Couldn't get a run in. With one out, DeLoach walked, putting runners at first and second, and then Gilliam grounded into an inning-ending double play with Trammell on deck. And we went to the bottom of the 10th. Salt Lake had their automatic runner, pinch runner Zach Humphries at second, David Fletcher at the plate. The Red Deers brought in Nick Whitgren. Whitgren threw one pitch, and David Fletcher swatted it into center field for an RBI single, and this one was over. Salt Lake wins it. 4-3 is the final score. Final totals in today's game. For Salt Lake, it was 4 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. Tacoma, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Luis Leto. He's 4-3. Whitgren takes the loss, 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours, 29 minutes. The attendance, 3,364. Salt Lake now 64-73 on the year. The Red Deers fall to 72-66. Salt Lake wins the season series 13-11. The Bees and Red Deers are done for this year. Tacoma is off tomorrow. They're going to spend the day flying to Oklahoma City. And Tuesday's game will be at 5:05 Pacific. Logan Allen set to start for the Red Deers on Tuesday. Bees win at 4-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more.
Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Salt Lake wins it 4-3, the final score in 10 innings. Checking the Major League Baseball scoreboard now. The Rays beat the Mariners 6-3. They scored three runs in the first off Bryce Miller. They had Zach Eflin on the hill. He picked up his American League leading 14th win. And the M's end up falling to 3-7 on the road trip to the East Coast, which is now over. They return home tomorrow. And they find themselves clinging to the final wild card spot in the American League playoff picture. The first place Houston Astros won again today. Houston hammered San Diego 12-2. Kyle Tucker hit two triples during an eight-run rally in the bottom of the sixth inning. Houston now leads the AL West by 2.5 games over the Mariners and 3 over Texas. The Rangers beat Oakland 9-4, the final score. They're just a half game behind the Mariners for the final wild card spot. The second wild card spot belongs to Toronto. They're a game ahead of Seattle after beating Kansas City today 5-2. Kevin Kiermaier with a tie-breaking homer in the seventh inning. Also in the American League today, Detroit beat the White Sox 3-2 as rookie Sawyer Gibson Long got the win in his Major League debut for Detroit. The Red Sox lead the Orioles 7-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning in a delay at Fenway. And the Angels lead the Guardians 2-1, middle of the sixth inning in Anaheim. Also today, the Mets shut out the Twins 2-0, five pitchers combining on a four-hit shutout. But that was nothing like what happened in the Bronx, where the Brewers pitched a no-hitter for 10 innings and lost the game in the 13th. Corbin Burnes went 8 no-hit innings, and Devin Williams pitched a no-hit ninth, but it was 0-0 after 9 innings. Then the Brewers didn't score at the top of the 10th, and Abner Uribe, a no-hit bottom of the 10th. They had the no-hitter going until the 11th. They scored a run at the top of the 11th, but Joel Piamps allowed a one-out double to Oswaldo Cabrera in the bottom of the 11th that tied the game 1-1. Ultimately, the Yankees won it in the 13th inning. Kyle Higashioka with the game-winning doubles. The Yankees beat the Brewers 4-3 in a game that the Yankees did not get a hit until the 11th inning. Some National League finals. Marlins beat the Phillies 5-4. Brian De La Cruz with a tie-breaking two-run homer at the top of the eighth inning for the Fish. The Dodgers and the Nationals just finished up, but the Dodgers won that game 7-3. Braves knock off the Pirates 5-2. They're the first team to clinch a playoff spot. The Braves getting two hits and three runs batted in from Matt Olson today. Hunter Green returned to the Reds rotation and pitched 6 one-hit innings as the Reds beat the Cardinals 7-1. Joey Votto homering on his 40th birthday for the Reds. And the Cubs hit three homers in the third inning, and they beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. Sunday night baseball is the Rockies and the Giants from San Francisco. They'll start in a few hours. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Salt Lake City. The Bees beat the Red Ears in 10 innings, 4-3. We'll be back with more after this.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2222. 2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
A tough trip to Salt Lake City. The Red Deers lost five of the six games. They lost their top home run and RBI hitter to an injury, and they lost ground to the PCL standings as they dropped the finale today, 4-3 in 10 innings. Had a dramatic moment to tie it in the ninth. Luis Torrens with a two-run homer to even it up, but just lost in the 10th, 4-3. Double play ball killing the rally in the top of the 10th inning. Rainiers are going to have to hope for some positive results tonight. And by positive results, what they're looking for is losses from both Round Rock and Las Vegas. Las Vegas is at home against Sacramento. Round Rock is at El Paso. Both of those locales too hot for day games on Sundays, so they're playing night games tonight. Final is in. Oklahoma City beat Sugarland 4-1. That's who the Rainiers face next, Oklahoma City. And Reno leads Albuquerque 7-6 in the seventh inning. If Reno wins that game, they'll be tied in third with the Rainiers. Well, on to Oklahoma City. Maybe the Rainiers will get some better results there. Last time they saw the Dodgers, they won 5 out of 6, but that was at the friendly confines of Cheney Stadium. Now we're going to Bricktown, and Oklahoma City has also started playing better lately. And don't have their rotation in. The Red Deers are set to start Logan Allen on Tuesday. Game time, 5:05 Pacific time. We'll start our pregame show up at 4:55. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. A tough one here in Salt Lake City. Our final game in this place this year goes the way of the Bees in 10 innings. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Smith's Ballpark. Once again, our final score, Salt Lake 4, Tacoma 3. Have a great rest of your Sunday.